True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's go out to Denver right now. Pleasure, as always, to welcome in the one, the only, Wardell Stephen Curry. How was your flight to Denver today?
It was pretty smooth, safe and sound. I'm back on the road, see how tomorrow goes, and looking forward to a lot of craziness in the NBA today, huh?
Craziness in the world. You know, where do you want to start? You know, we got impeachment, major trade, you know, game postponed. There's a lot going on today.
A casual Wednesday.
Yeah, just a casual Wednesday. First of all, it's great to talk to you. It's very strange that we don't get a chance to see you guys at practice or anything like that. So it's great to get a chance to talk to you. And we're 11 games into this season. So give me your state of the team and what you like so far.
I like where we're at. I mean, it's been a very interesting journey, obviously, like you said, with all the different protocols and things just to get the season off and running, how different it is in a normal year, with fans in the arenas and just your normal process of going through an NBA season. So once you kind of get into the slate of games and things like that, the first two games on the road in Brooklyn and in Milwaukee were ones to forget, but I think we all knew it was going to be a long journey for us to become the team that we want to be, and we're still right in the thick of it. And besides last night, I feel like the games that we should have won, we did, and the games we should have lost, we learned those lessons. So for us as a young team coming into our own, obviously, getting Draymond back was huge, getting Wiseman caught up too. The speed of the NBA, he's done an amazing job, and we're all starting to figure each other out on a nightly basis, and it's exciting to know where we're at right now and the opportunity to get better ahead.
Every team has a glue guy. What does Draymond mean to the squad?
I mean, this is obviously his experience and understanding who he is as a basketball player and how he impacts winning basketball and makes so many winning plays. And the ones that don't show up in the stat sheet, and sometimes they do. So for him to just bring his edge, his voice, his leadership, and energy on the floor, it means the world. And obviously he knows exactly how we do things here and has been a part of creating this culture. And that means a lot for the young guys to have that that presence. And he's obviously only getting better by the game in terms of, the way he feels and, we're the savvy veterans now, so we're relying on each other and beating off each other.
With all the attention that you're getting, Steph, last night the box and one from Indiana, as Nate Bjorkman took that from Nick Nurse's stable, I guess, from the finals in 19. But and you've seen bodies. The Clippers were loading up, as you say, the pictures are there, and you see multiple bodies when you have the ball on the wing. How do you go about maintaining your and not even the physical part, but just the mental part of it, so that it doesn't frustrate or stymie you in that way?
that's the game. That's the challenge. Knew him coming in to be kind of prepared for everything. And, you know, it's one of those things that you have to kind of constantly remind yourself that that challenge is fun. And, you know, kind of cracking that code and being able to turn, you know, those kind of defensive schemes and janky defenses, as I love to call them, turning them on their head and getting, you know, making teams pay. So, you know, last night was definitely a frustrating night in the sense that it's kind of one of the first times that, you know, they played those type of defenses for pretty much the whole game. But for us and for me, it, you know, especially have to be aggressive, have to be able to, you know, figure it out on the fly and make those adjustments from game to game and make those teams pay if they want to, you know, kind of scheme that way. And so we're all, I think, understanding of what, you know, those challenges are going to be on a nightly basis and to kind of be prepared for anything.
I've been around the NBA since 1989. What is janky? I've never heard that come up on camera.
Well, I guess it's open for interpretation. To me, it's just, you know, seeing a lot of bodies.
Stephen Curry, our guest on the Warriors Roundtable line, Tim Roy. And it's been, you know, a year to a year and change to maybe, you know, forget or to remember. It's been odd. You and your wife, Aisha, at home have had your hands full. Give us, you know, and like so many others around the world, what has your experience been like during all this and what keeps you going?
I mean, it's been different. I think we all can speak to what that means for us, you know, families individually and just the changes that the pandemic has brought. Obviously, you know, we're blessed to, you know, be able to play basketball and obviously live in a place that thankfully is trying to take this pandemic as serious as it needs to be taken and all the different precautions. But when it comes to, you know, parenting three kids at home, thank God for my wife and her patience and just the understanding that, you know, there's no real playbook for this. You kind of just kind of get through it. And that's kind of been our philosophy. You know, we love to thrive in chaos. you know, so probably one of the most consistent things from on the court and off the court. So in terms of, you know, just being present, having fun, keeping things in perspective, and then hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel and we can come and kind of get back to some sense of normalcy. You know, we're obviously all looking forward to what that looks like. But you know, there's no playbook for this one. We're all kind of sharing our stories as we go.
You know, you used your platform early in the pandemic to talk to Dr. Fauci, and I know you've done different things over the course of your professional life, you know, to try to help and get positive change. Mm-hmm. You know, and I, you know, obviously I know your parents, I know where that comes from, but what inspires you? What gets you to sit up and take notice and say, you know what, hey, this is cool?
Part of it is just understanding that there were people that were bold and courageous to use their platforms in a way that was authentic to them, but, you know, they were very proactive in that fight for social change, for political change, whatever, you know, they were passionate about. And for me, the constant reminder that, you know, I have the ability to move the needle in a lot of different ways. And there has to be a willingness to kind of step up and participate and be active in that. And know that you can change lives, you can further conversations, you can, you know, inform policy, you can do a lot of different things. And for, you know, 32-year-old, you know, who's been playing basketball in the league for 12 years, it is kind of surreal at times to know when you do say something, the reaction that there is and the response that you get. So, you know, sometimes it is kind of overwhelming to know all the conversations that are going on in our country right now and some of the disheartening things that you see. You don't want to lose hope. And that, for me, is something that you kind of have to wake up and remind yourself every single day. And I've chosen to find ways to impact people, to use my voice, my platform, the resources I have available. And this is a long journey, a long marathon, but hopefully that continues.
You know, you mentioned hope. Hope is always with the young, and I see you wasted no time in getting your son Cannon into some ball handling drills.
Got to start him somewhere. I got videos of me back in the day in Charlotte watching my dad play. And he's learning dribbling, and he even liked his Uncle Damien's Euro step finish the other day. So he's learning all the terminology as we go. So it's a pretty cool experience.
You know, how is that? Is that's got to be so much fun to know that not only, you know, will he grow up and know that you have been a basketball player and played at an extremely high level, one of the best to ever do it, but also just as a dad, just to be able to you know, play in front of your kid, that has to be a special experience.
Oh, it's unbelievable, especially that's kind of been my experience growing up. I am thankful, though, that he's what, 2.5 now, and he's starting to be more aware. At first, I wasn't a basketball player for him. I was just at home all the time. He was watching Uncle Damien on TV all last year while I was hurt. So Damien and my brother Seth were the only basketball players in the family to him until this year. So I'm trying to get my rightful spot back at the top of his favorite player list.
Well, you know, you're going to be in trouble in a few years if he asks for somebody else's jersey. You know, then you're,
absolutely. Absolutely. You have to really, really get his trust back on that one.
Hey, how is Seth? How's he doing?
He's feeling good. I mean, you know, he started out the year really strong, and obviously it was not a fun call to get, that, you know, he tested positive, but he's feeling good. Thankfully, he's in good spirits, and hopefully sooner than later he'll be back on the court.
Couple of basketball questions before I let you go, you mentioned it earlier about James Wiseman, and you know, my phrase for players like James is he doesn't know what he doesn't know yet. You know, I mean, he really, you know, but I'm just struck about how calm he is, how poised he is. What about James Wiseman do you think will help him become a great player in the future?
I think his approach to everything has been great, and just, you know, naturally through time and through experience, and you know, every game rep that he gets, he's going to continue to get better. I mean, he's a raw, natural athlete that can do so much on the floor already. But you know, he's 19 years old. He's you know, obviously knows his short college career, and to be in that position, like when I was 19, I don't know what I wasn't looking at. Game film and worrying about the best centers in the NBA. My focus and priorities are a little different in 19. So for him to be, you know, in this space and have this opportunity in front of him, he's approached it amazing. He's got a great spirit about him in terms of just wanting to be great. I think his work ethic has really got to back that up. So it's only a matter of time that he continues to take those leaps. And he's obviously been great for us already. So, you know, couldn't ask for better teammate and a guy, you know, to kind of, you know, join the fray and really, you know, get his feet wet right out the gate.
What did you think about today's activities and the big deal involving James Harden?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I know, you know, this league, nothing should surprise you, and there's been some blockbuster trades over the last 4, 5, 6 years, but It's just crazy to know when it actually happens. You kind of just see the landscape of the league shift, you know, immediately. And, you know, obviously KD being out here with the team that we had, and now with, you know, Kyrie and James, it's going to be pretty interesting to watch that come together. You know, and some of the other, you know, like your Oladipo and Karis moving to different teams. So see how they gel. But, this league is pure entertainment, and, you know, these type of trades kind of just keeps the interest, I think, at an all-time high in terms of, you know, the state of the NBA and the talent that's around here. So excited to watch it all the way through, obviously, as a competitor. You know, keeps your antenna up.
And finally, and again, we appreciate your time. And somebody who's traveled with teams for years, I know that when you get to a place, it's nice to just be able to chill in the hotel room for a little bit. So we appreciate your time tonight. And the first couple of games this year were rough, but how excited are you now for the potential growth of this team as the season continues?
I mean, extremely excited. I think Coach Kerr, he speaks on it so well. Years past, we kind of knew where our ceiling was, and it was just a matter of maintaining and and being efficient and focusing throughout an 82-game schedule to get to, you know, to the playoffs in one piece and understand who we are as a team. This year, you know, our ceiling is high in terms of where we started to where we're going to be, you know, halfway through the season towards the end. And it's just a matter of, you know, finding ways to win games, you know, through those learning curves. You know, see different guys step up in different roles and contribute. And I think we're excited. I love this group. It's a group of guys that love to compete. They bring energy. They have a sense of gratitude and appreciation for where they're at. And they love to work. So I think that's part of, you know, the excitement of this year. When you watch us play, you know, you'll clearly see how much better we get throughout the year. And that's something that is pretty new and fresh. And love to be a part of that leading us to where we need to be.
Well, I appreciate that. That's exciting. I can't wait to see it, and I appreciate your time, and I never take it for granted. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I know this is your show, but I still got to do my shout-out. And okay. Y'all want to follow my man Tim Roy on Twitter, it's at WarriorsVox.
Thank you, Steph. Have a good night.
Yes, sir.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.